Hello, everyone. My name is Al Smith, and I'm the founder and director of Bishop Sheen today. I want to thank you for joining me for this edition of Christmas Inspirations as we continue to share from Bishop Sheen's 1966 book entitled Christmas Inspirations. And each day we unpackage a different theme. And so today's theme is entitled The Second Bethlehem. Bishop Sheen writes, "There are two births of Christ, one into the world in Bethlehem, the other in the soul, when it is spiritually reborn. Men think of the former much more than the latter and celebrate it every year. But the spiritual Bethlehem is equally momentous. The great difference between the birth of Christ and Caesar, Napoleon, Lincoln and Buddha, or anyone else, is that they have not the power to be born in souls. Both the birth of Christ in Bethlehem and the birth in the soul result from a kind of divine invasion. In one instance, it was into the world, in the other, into a particular person. Both create great epochs. The Bethlehem birth was a crisis of history and split time into two, the era before and after his coming. Even the communists who deny the existence of God and the divinity of Christ date their newspapers as so many years after the birth of Christ. The spiritual birth also has its importance, for it creates a crisis in the individual by begetting a new set of values, new goals and purposes, and impulses in life. Both awaken an antagonism. The birth at Bethlehem developed a hostility of Herod, and the birth of Christ in the soul awakens that hostility of weak human nature and its impulses, which are reluctant to follow the promptings of the Spirit. It was the second birth that St. Paul insisted on when he wrote from prison to his beloved people, the Ephesians, asking that Christ may dwell in their hearts by faith and that they be rooted and grounded in love. This is the second Bethlehem, or the personal relationship of the individual heart to the Lord Christ, its supreme lover. I pray you've enjoyed this reflection entitled The Second Bethlehem, and I do ask you to continue to pray for us here at Bishop Sheen today as we continue to try to share the writings of the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen with a worldwide audience. And so, everyone, until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.